Hello friends, I'm starting a new series of short podcasts called Emotional Stress Diffusion Skills. In each episode, I'll share with you a unique, very effective and easy exercise that I have personally used and taught for many years to hundreds of my students and clients. I hope you will use them and share them with your loved ones too. But before we get into stress diffusion techniques, we need to see how stress is formed, how we create stress in our lives. See, when anything happens, an event takes place, it feels either pleasant, positive, or causes a negative feeling. If it is seen as negative to us, we have a charge on it, an intensity of emotion. And that causes the stress. Now, the event plus this negative charge, they fuse together or come together, and that's how a blind spot is created in the brain. From then on, anytime anything even remotely similar happens, we re-experience the same stress we felt at that time. So, diffusion is something that releases the negative emotion and changes the way we look at the same thing again. We all have these blind spots, like our beliefs. We believe we can't do something or go somewhere or be something. All of us have these blind spots. And these simple, easy exercises can and do change the way we live. It's a gentle path to freedom from fear and negative past experience that limits our happiness in the future. So do give these techniques your sincere trial, and you'll see the magic that they can create in your life. Enjoy them. They're easy to do.
Join spiritual psychologist and India's number one biofeedback practitioner, Ritu Malhotra, as she guides you through the paths of self-discovery and personal transformation so that you can live in alignment with your values and purpose. You are listening to the Cellular Alchemist podcast, and here's your host, Ritu Malhotra.
This is the second of the stress diffusion skills, and this time it's with creative imagery. You know, stress and pain are mysterious, very mysterious. A lot of times we don't understand them. And here I'm referring to physical and mental or emotional stress and pain too. Pain and stress that is associated with memory of past events. Even though no one wants to exaggerate their pain, some people can have strong reactions when confronting memories from the past. These skills that are aimed at stress reduction are primarily about making this transition gentler. We want to encourage the gentle way of insight and understanding instead of a loud and dramatic catharsis. So one powerful way to do that is through creative imagery. Creative imagery has great power because it permits people to start making choices about what they experience and how they would like to feel about it. You know, with every new choice that they make, they can free themselves from the hold that negative emotion has had on them. The more choices, the more freedom. As I shared in the first episode of this series, and if you haven't heard that, please do listen, that our stress reduction points are on the forehead. This is our executive brain, our forehead, and the part of us that makes aware choices. So when we place our full palm spanning our forehead, we are touching these points. Just a mere light touch alerts the neurons and activates these thoughts and ideas which are new. When you also hold the occipital area in the same way, you are going to bring up past memories, but not in a stressful way. You're going to be able to do it gently. And by occipital, as I said in the first skill that I mentioned, the occipital is the back of your head, the little bulge you have at the back of the brain. This is called the occipital holding and is marvelous for stress diffusion and moving away from the past and towards more choice. Even doing this for 3 or 4 minutes helps us make a shift, helps us change the negative picture in our head. Remember, touch is stronger than pain. That is why we use touch for healing. Every time we hurt ourselves, when we knock our knee somewhere, the first response is to touch our hand on the knee, isn't it? So touch is stronger than pain. So let's see how we can use this skill. Trauma or stress is not just physical, but creates a picture in our mind. So say you're helping a friend who has gone through an emotionally negative moment in a relationship. An argument, for instance. A hurt, an embarrassment, or something like that. Suggest something related to what they can see, but what is not part of the issue itself. For example, you are helping them change the picture. So say, if you went outside, what is something that you want to see? Or if another person appeared, who would you want it to be? How would that change things? Or is there a skill you know how as an adult that would change the picture? Can you replay the same event using this skill? Now, what's the outcome? How do you feel now? All this while that you're saying this to your friend, you're holding the front and the back of the head, the full palm in front and at the back of the head. Remember, you're not making choices for them. They are. You are just facilitating them to change their negative, stressful memories and images that are attached to those memories. When a stressful event happens to us, we react in a certain way. Most times we suppress the hurt and pain we feel and make a choice to only react in a negative way. Because we don't know any other way. We don't know what else to do. But as the stress is reduced by holding the front and back of the head, just holding, the brain can bring up other options. Options that honor your power of choice. Did you know that making changes in the present, you can change the past also? So try this exercise. It's simple and yet very powerful. And let me know how that works for you. Have a positive and choice-filled day ahead.
That was this week's episode for the Cellular Alchemist podcast with spiritual psychologist Ritu Malhotra. Don't forget to follow the podcast on your listening app so that when the new episode drops, you do not miss out on the chance to change your life by changing your beliefs.